Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Welcome back to the morning show. Hour two, we got so much fun lined up for you. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into Gen Zers trading the career ladder for a career lily pad.
Whatever that is, but okay.
We're going to go across the pond and talk about a grocery chain in London called Iceland. And so something.
Are we hopping on the lily pads while we do that?
Yes. To get on over there. It's the only way. It's the only way. And of course, we'll get into our schedule, some good stories of the day, and some great local events going on. But we begin, of course, at the home of Dolly Parton News with Dolly Parton in our entertainment section. Dolly Parton just joined the Zac Brown Band for a duet of a song called Butterfly. It is amazing. It is beautiful. And they're harmonying and harmonizing is incredible. You would think they've been playing together for decades.
That's cool.
And this got people thinking about this and Dolly Parton. And this just goes to show that Dolly is still the queen of duets.
She's amazing.
And I don't know. We know this about her and her career, but it's kind of like a footnote to her career. Oh, and Dolly is also good at this.
Yes.
And that kind of, you know.
Exactly.
But this is the first time that I've read an article actually calling her the queen of duets or something like that. And it got me really chewing on this and thinking about it. I'm a big fan of jazz. And a lot of the greatest songs of jazz and everything are built on this. Of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Billie Holiday and Charlie Parker. You know, different combos and stuff.
As it were,
working really well together, and you know, one hand bringing up the other, and all of that. It's different with music or singers, I understand, but to me, it's not that different.
Right.
I'm hearing notes, and I'm hearing a trumpet that can play perfectly with Ella Fitzgerald.
Right.
And like a voice would.
Exactly.
And I chewed on this all night, and I thought about it a lot, and I didn't have to, because yes, Dolly Parton is the queen of duets. I really wanted to challenge this, not because I don't love Dolly and I don't want to, you know, highlight her or anything. I just didn't want to just outright. I get so tired now. This is the greatest ever. This is the greatest thing ever.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. I mean, it can be amazing and not the greatest ever made.
Exactly. You know? But you think back in the 70s, she did a bunch of stuff with Porter Wagoner. And then, of course, in the 80s and the Kenny Rogers duets that she did, that were all of them were hits, seemed like.
You're helping me out here, because I didn't, we don't, you know, we're a fact-based station here. And everything. I can't just throw out there Dolly's the greatest duet artist of all time and not give evidence. So to your point, Islands in the Stream from Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
Everything's Beautiful with Willie Nelson.
Oh my gosh. I had forgotten about that one.
Rockin' Years were Ricky Van Shelton. You know, certainly all, you know, folk or country-based, bluegrass, some of that stuff.
Yep, exactly.
And then she goes and does Creepin' In with Norah Jones, which, if you haven't heard, is incredible. Wrecking Ball, that she famously did the big hit with Miley Cyrus.
That's right. It's wild.
When I Get to Where I'm Going with Brad Paisley, where she doesn't even really take credit in the song for being the backup vocals and everything. She just wanted to work with Brad Paisley. Incredible. And then, of course, this new one with the Zac Brown Band, where you've got one of the better harmonizing bands in music right now.
Oh, my gosh. They're amazing.
Singing with her and working with her. And now, what makes a good duet artist? I hadn't really thought that deeply about all these things. So with this and with this story, it got me really thinking about that. And I think it's very similar to a great actor. But I don't want to talk about something. I could talk about acting all day, obviously. I should not talk about singing. I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, so to me, acting, a great actor brings up the other actors. An actor who has the caliber of maybe a 5 when they're working with said actor can be brought up to a 10.
Right.
To me, that's what makes a good co-actor, a good co-star, all of that. But I'll let you guys speak more on the sound and singing.
Well, for Dolly, I think we know she's fine on her own, right? She's got plenty of, you know, solo hits and all that kind of thing. She does not seem to have a problem with not being the star in these things.
And that's the key.
And that is the key. But you hear, like, her and Kenny Rogers stuff. It's very much a partnership. They both, you know, it's very equal in how they do it. But like you said, the other Brad Paisley one, you know, she's not even necessarily mentioned in the, you know, the credits of the song. Think about the trio she had with Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris. Mm-hmm. You know, again, that's three really big stars, and they just kind of became a group kind of thing. So it's, I think it's just part of her personality. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
and the key is being able to blend with other voices.
That's the thing,
matching
too.
Matching your voice with others, and that does take an ear. You need to be able to hear it.
And some voices blend better than others together.
And some people have the ability to blend their voices with others better.
That is correct.
Dolly has done, she's done pop, she's done country, she's done easy listening. I mean, she can do it all.
And you know, Seth mentioned the Porter Wagoner. I had forgotten about a lot of her Christmas music and a lot of that she's done with other artists as well. And we're not even talking about different producers she's worked with over the years, different writing teams and that she's also shown a great ability to be able to work with others and bring up others and not be the star of the show, even though no matter what room she's in, she's probably the biggest star in there.
Usually.
You know,
Also probably the most humble.
Right. And to me, I think you can find a direct correlation with true greatness and true legendary status and that, what Melissa just said. Mm-hmm. I think that the true greats are able to do that. Michael Jordan has a brain that's just incredibly weird, insane when it comes to competition. But Michael learned really early on, how bad do I want to win? Do I want it to be about me? Or am I going to bring up Scotty too? Mm-hmm. Am I going to bring up BJ Armstrong too? Am I these athletes that realize, okay, I can't win the whole thing on my own.
Right.
We see it in sports all the time.
Right.
When it comes to being successful in a song, there's a similar connection there.
Right.
There's a similar thing there in being able to do that. And then go ahead and look up Dolly Parton duets, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 5 hours.
Right. Well, and one thing, I know we've mentioned it before, Dolly Parton has never, ever forgotten where she came from.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of people who get success kind of do. You know, they kind of forget that sort of thing. She has never, ever done
it. Because some of them want to shake that off and move past it.
And she is not willing.
She embraced it and has used it to help get her where she is.
Yeah, exactly. Why she does everything she does is all because of that.
What is your favorite Dolly Parton duet? Everybody call up and let us know. 715-424-2600.
You can text it in on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. I will say Not Enough, her song with Queen Latifah. I just wanted to throw that in there.
That's good, though.
She did a song with Queen Latifah. She's even done
hip-hop. She's done it with everybody. I mean, she's amazing.
There is a really nice version. If you like Straight No Chaser, there's a nice version of Jolene with them.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she
did a song with.
She's got so many, Chaser, man. So many. We could really spend the whole day just talking about that.
We could. We probably could.
I do this from time to time, and I'm so something my sister and I have loved doing since we could do this, basically share web links or whatever, is trailers. Jill will send me a trailer, and I'll send her one, and it's wild to me because both of us are so in tune with the entertainment industry and movies, but it'll happen all the time. Oh, I didn't even hear about this. She's been sending me some recently that I've really enjoyed that, and she's got, this is also a little bit of a competitive thing.
Really?
Shocking. Like almost finding out about something before the other does, and being able to, you know, drop the news and all that. I could not have been happier the other day because I came across the trailer. I had not heard anything about this movie.
No.
And I wanted to bring it up in part because Pete brought it up in his Entertainment Minute, and a shout out to him and the Nightlight, and be sure to check that out, everybody. Song Sung Blue. There is a trailer out for this movie, Song Sung Blue. It stars Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson. You got Michael Emporia in it, Fisher Stevens, Jim Belushi, a bunch of, it's an eclectic list. It'll be coming out on December 25th. It's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's based on a real story of a couple from here in Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting.
I watched the trailer, and I love Kate Hudson. Huge Kate Hudson fan. I was a gigantic fan of her Parents, and the apple did not fall far from the tree. I'm a big fan. Hugh Jackman, I admire more his career and him as a person than I do as an actor, even though I will agree that he is one of the top 50 actors in the game and easily one of the most versatile actors. I've just, Hugh Jackman hasn't always pulled me in, even though I love his Wolverine and so many of the roles he's played. I don't always get into Hugh Jackman movies and his performances, but all credit in the world to him as a performer. This is his Oscar role.
Oh.
This is, to me, To me, it is. And I may vote on this stuff, but that doesn't mean I know anything more than anybody out there.
Right, sure.
But I in the trailer, seeing the performance he gives and what Kate Hudson and him are doing together in this, playing real people. I could not imagine many people in this world that have you know, more going for them than Hugh Jackman. Right. You know, he's got a beautiful wife that he's been with forever. He got his career even late in life and all these things. He's living pretty good. I imagine he's got a pretty nice house and all that.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing fine.
In this trailer, again, I don't even recognize him necessarily. And the downtrodden in his eyes, the ability to make empathy happen in a trailer, all these different things. I don't do this very often, but I encourage almost everybody to check out that trailer.
Okay.
Again, all the respect in the world for Mr. Neil Diamond. A way better singer, got a lot more hits than I'll ever have. Not a Neil Diamond guy. Now, you know, my nan and papa liked him a lot and played him too much. I got a little burnt out of him and everything. I was singing along to the songs in the trailer.
Because you know them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's such a good trailer. It is so well done.
And even just looking at the pictures of the trailer, they don't look like themselves.
No.
That's cool.
They don't look like Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson.
It is based on a documentary, a really nice documentary that came out. And again, this is local, everybody. This is based on a Wisconsin couple that were down on their luck and ended up kind of getting just catching a moment, you know, having a run there.
Tale of Neil Diamond tribute band.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's a subject matter on paper I could not have any less interest in.
Right.
And yet, watching the trailer, I may see this movie on Christmas Day. It looked that good to me. And to be honest, I'll also be honest with people. I think one of the best things about movies is, you know, you get to a point, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being grumpy. I'm tired of feeling sad. Okay. You know, you're looking for these things that can genuinely pull out that good mood in you without necessarily even trying to. I didn't watch the trailer hoping it would do this. I came out of the trailer feeling it.
All right.
I think good movies, good entertainment can do that like a good song can.
Yes, I agree. Proving that's cool.
It's never too late to find love and follow your dreams.
I would just watch it just because it's got Neil Diamond songs in it. I'm on board. Yeah.
I would love to know. I would love to watch the movie with Neil Diamond. I would love to know what he feels like of it, because I imagine he seems like one of the more humble, likable people. You've never heard a controversial thing about Neil Diamond. You know,
the stunning revelation that people were singing Sweet Caroline at like sporting events. I mean, the fact that I'm sure that threw him for an absolute loop.
On that out. I'll say, actually, that's not 100% true. I have heard one person say something a little critiquing of Neil Diamond, and it was my mother, about him coming about the Mr. Jewish Neil Diamond coming out with a Christmas album. At the time, I think this was a little bit of just getting out of my mom being my mom sometimes.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but there's lots of those. They're very popular, albums.
It's one of our more fun topics around that time of year, is talking about the famous Christmas songs that were written by Jewish people.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Here's an interesting story. Matt Damon saw back in 2021 the documentary by Peter Jackson, the Beatles documentary Get Back. He watches this and came out of it in tears. And it inspired him to keep making movies and keep working with Ben Affleck. He says, quote, "Who cares if we over saturate the marketplace with movies we're both in? We're crazy if we don't take advantage of the fact that we are both here and able to do this." They made three movies together, and they got another one coming out, The Rip, which will hit Netflix in January. But the agents will get in your ear oftentimes about these things. They did it to Newman and Redford. They've done it to many other pairings before. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, in a comedic sense, had this happened to a degree, and then they themselves kind of separated it to where, unfortunately, I don't know if those two are going to make another movie together. This happens because you've got egos involved, and not necessarily of the actors, but the people in their camps trying to tell them what to do with their careers. And guess what we come back to, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody say it with me: gut instincts.
We're back to I'm sensing a theme today,
because when you get to the point in your career where you can tell your agent, "I appreciate you, thank you, but this is my career, and I'm going to trust my gut and I'm going to keep working with my best friend, regardless of what the marketplace says. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very, very, very important to listen to the, you know, the audience. The audience is going to know better than you do every single time. I don't care what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Trust the audience. Know your audience. But at the same time, if you are able to do this and you are not getting anything necessarily a huge pushback, like social media is crazy about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck working together again. Right. What he's talking about coming out of that documentary is what we've heard actual Beatles talk about. Hey, we probably could have done a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Hey, we probably could have worked together. Or every single one of the Beatles at some point in their life, even John, said, I want to work with them again. Mm-hmm. I miss those guys. This idea of that you have to do something just because it's, well, this is the way we've always done it or something like that. I get really tired of that. Mm-hmm. Well, we've always done it this way. Well, we've always gone into the voting booth and had a Democrat or a Republican. You know, why can't we have other options? We're supposed to be the greatest country in the world. We got two options? That don't make any. We don't have two options for anything anymore. There's literally nothing. Go to a grocery store. Like, tell me you can find just two options of something.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. Why should we limit it to this? Why wouldn't we have ranked choice voting? Why wouldn't we have some of these other things? It doesn't make any darn sense.
Right.
Why wouldn't you keep making movies together with your best friend?
Why not? It sounds like you'd have fun, you know, doing it, right?
Oh, wait.
So, if you work well together, yeah.
If anybody's going to see him or not, I don't know. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
It's like, you know, hey, you can have this great idea as a staff and be like, you know what? We should bring back our cookbook. We haven't done that in a while. But that doesn't mean it's a good idea. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be on board with it. And then you get, ideas like ours that usually are that way. And we're very lucky in part because of you guys out there. We want to thank everybody that has been getting us their recipes. Keep them coming, everyone. We are doing this as part of our 85th anniversary in November. We're building up to that, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. We had our open house a little while ago.
Yeah.
That was kind of the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And now we are collecting recipes for our WFHR cookbook.
Yes, we are.
We want to make it as easy as possible for you to bring those in. You can submit them online through our forms on our website. It's just a click, and then you got to enter the recipe. You can also just take a picture of it and email it to us at info@wfhr.com, or you can bring the recipe card in, and Pam will make a copy.
Yeah,
we have so easy.
You can even mail it in.
Yeah.
We'll take snail mail.
1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah, mail it right there. We'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you got to do to get it to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Get us those recipes. We really appreciate you doing that, everyone. Keep them coming. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out. Come back after this break. We'll talk a little bit about our newsletter, and I want to talk about this career ladder or lily pad. We'll get into that when we come back.
Very curious.
On the Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. It is not fair for me to hear that music and not just want to listen to the whole song. We hope you're having a good day out there. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Diving into this new one right here, it seems like we're constantly hearing about new ways that younger workers are just different than older generations. And we've been hearing about this forever. This has always been a thing. Mm-hmm. This is kind of how things work. For decades, people have talked about climbing the corporate ladder. But apparently, Gen Zers are rejecting that. Instead, they prefer the career lily pad. One expert explains it like this. We've traded the rigid ladder for a lily pad, a path where we can jump to whatever opportunity fits best at the moment. Hmm. In the long run, that kind of flexibility is more sustainable, more realistic, and better suited to today's workplace realities.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's data to back this up. In a new survey, 68% of Gen Z workers said that they would not pursue a management role unless it came with a bigger paycheck or more prestigious title.
Okay.
And that sounds good, but is it healthy? But lily pads are side by side. Eventually, you have to advance up to make any progress. That is the theory.
Right.
That is, I'm not saying that's a fact. That's just the theory of this.
Right.
That's when you get on the flower.
Right.
But that even in itself is old thinking. Mm-hmm. That's not younger people saying that. That's older people telling younger people that right. this is what we've always done. Of course, you live in America. Everything's about being the greatest and the biggest. Like, you got to get to the top of the food chain and all that. Like, they're not looking at it that way. They're not looking at that. Like, they're looking at their life like, I'm happy. I'm good. I
enjoy what I do, right?
Why would I take on more responsibility and more stress if it's not going to benefit me financially?
Yeah, worth your while, right?
You know, the people that bark all the time about, well, that's what, that when I was a child, I took a job and made $7 an hour and it motivated me to want to make $10 an hour and all that. They didn't grow up with the gigantic Grand Canyon difference of us and them, the haves and the have-nots.
Right.
The younger generations are growing up and that's all they're seeing. Mm-hmm. And they're being like done with it. They're not going to play that game. They're not going to be like, we're going to keep up with the Joneses. We have to have, hey, they have a new car. We have to have a new car. They don't care.
Right.
They're not focused on that.
Well, the wild thing to me is that the idea of, you know, getting a job and staying that with that whatever company it is, you know, going up the corporate ladder, that's been dead since like the 1970s. That's when that stopped being a thing, okay? Oh.
Hasn't anybody seen Secret of My Success?
right. Nice reference.
It's been a very, you know, this is what we've been seeing for the last 40, 50 years. That's not a thing anymore, you know? It's still going to happen, but it's not what people aspire to. And this makes more sense to me. It's just accepting that. It's like, well, why would I go after something that's probably not even going to be there kind of thing? Let's do something else.
There's fewer companies to climb the corporate ladder for. So mm-hmm. that means there's less corporate positions. There's less people at the top.
And it is so easy for older generations to point the finger and blame younger generations. When it comes to this particular topic, you got nobody to blame but ourselves.
Yeah.
If you don't like the Gen Zs like this, it's our fault. It isn't, you know, you can't point, this is everybody. Everybody's been working and doing the same darn thing. Right. You can't raise your hand on this one. This is all of us. And man, Michael J. Fox was such a great leading man. He was so good. He could do TV, movies, theater. Like, God, he was good. Sorry, Melissa, you got me thinking about the cover of The Secret of My
Secret.
It's a great movie cover, movie poster, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I gotta put a stop to this real quick. Other than the Back to the Future movies, give me one movie that Michael J. Fox was in that was successful.
Okay. I was going to say that I like The Frighteners a lot. I really love that movie. It wasn't very successful.
I'm not saying it's not a bad movie, but it was not a successful movie. It was a Peter Jackson movie that wasn't successful.
Gen Zers are less ambitious. They're just channeling their ambition differently. Mm-hmm. According to a poll, 57% of Gen Zers currently have a side hustle, compared to 48% of millennials, 31% of Gen Xers, and 21% of boomers. The work ethic is there. Mm-hmm. They're hustlers. They're working their tails off. As much as I don't like the influencer thing, or I'm not a YouTuber guy or anything, they're showing it even in that regard.
Yeah.
Even in the entertainment industry.
Do you know how hard it is to do that? Yeah.
Nobody.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
Who do you think made TikTok successful? It wasn't the creators of TikTok.
No.
It was young people seeing this medium and creating something with it.
Yeah.
Doing
being inventive
something.
With it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They were very creative with it.
They hustled that. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, TikTok didn't do that. That's not on there. For Gen Z, the day job funds the passion project. Mm-hmm. So doing this. Also, Gen Z workers are expected to make about 10% of managers this year. So they're not opposed to taking management roles. It's not as if we're not seeing that in the work industry. Again, 10% of Gen Zers will be taking on or already in management roles. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if this never happens.
Right.
But rather than following the, quote, rigid hierarchies of micromanagement styles, they tend to embrace flexibility, prioritize work-life balance, and empathize collaboration.
Sounds good to me.
Other professionals can take pages out of this playbook by setting boundaries that stick, diversifying your professional portfolio, prioritizing mental health over corporate achievement, and embracing, you know, different ways that AI is not necessarily a threat, that it is a tool to be used.
Right.
A knife can be very scary. It's unless, you know, you use it right.
Unless you learn how to use it safely, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Much better put. So when it comes to these things, I don't know. If anything, I'm jealous. I'll be honest. I'm jealous. Not only that I am not work. I did not grow up like this, and I didn't work this way. But the idea of working with these individuals, I love working with younger people, especially in the acting world. They are great team players more times than not. And yes, there are some that I've run into that can't understand why they're not famous already because they told a funny joke. there are so many more of them that are hustlers, and I admire that. Man, having multiple jobs, that's my whole life. Since I was 12, I've been doing that, having multiple hustles and all these different things. If you grew up, you know what that world's like. You've been doing that your whole life. I'm not alone in that. There's plenty of people out there like that. I see this as them adapting to the business world, and while also doing their own thing.
Yep,
pretty impressive.
Exactly, and that's wow, that's kind of crazy because I don't remember hearing that much when we were kids. I remember being told, you know, you have to. I mean, that was the beginning of like the career search things. You take the little tests and they say, well, you'd be good for this or you'd be good for that kind of thing. But the worry was always, is it sustainable? You know,
is it something make me enough money that I can survive?
And that's basically everything they were talking about. You know, they leaned into, well, you're good at this, so you should maybe think about doing this, that. But they didn't ask you, do you think you would enjoy
what
that?
Do you want to do?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Both those questions.
Just said. And that's kind of where we're heading at this point. It looks like the younger generation is kind of getting it a little bit better.
I got really
because they have to. They have no other choice.
That's very true as well. Yeah.
I got really fortunate that I had a lot of that growing up. I grew up in the same, you know, taking those tests, all those different things. And no matter what they told me, I'm like, no, I know what I'm doing. I've known since I was 7. I know what I'm doing. I feel for people that don't have those kind of feelings and stuff. I'm not saying you have to. Not everybody has that kind of stuff. And God help you, you have a brain anything like mine. I apologize. I'm so sorry to hear that if you do. But I do think that there is an advantage to that, too, of, oh, I don't know, trusting your gut and believing in yourself.
Right.
Pam's favorite Girl Scout cookie, Caramel Delights. Samoans?
Yes, the old Samoans.
Good choice. Excellent choice, Pam. Good choice.
Mine too.
We got to get some others out there. We got more staff here. We'll get theirs. And want to hear from you. Want to hear your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Yeah.
Let us know what it is. Everybody call us or text us through the Civic Media app. We're going to get to Melissa's News and Mike's Sports. Take care of our partners. We'll come back. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about, where is that here? Shoot, where did that go? I'll find it.
Shoot, dang.
I had a good article. I really did. It's going to be good. We'll be bringing it up when we come back on the Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. Got a couple of fun ones here and just some quick hits wanted to get to make sure we covered these stories. And starting this month, in a frozen food chain Iceland will be partnering with grocery store apps to alert UK shoppers across the country every time an item gets a yellow sticker price. As part of a national food waste reduction program, 900 of Iceland's stores will participate with shoppers able to receive notifications on the apps that tell them that these items are lowering in price. They're going they're cheaper.
Blue light special of sorts.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Just yellow sticker special.
Yep.
Right. So letting people know that these items, not only that, but that these not only are going price, but the, you know, the expiration date is coming up on these items.
Right. Gotcha.
Quote, Iceland has always been dedicated to tackling food waste head on, and extending this partnership with these apps is another step towards making a real difference, said Iceland's director of product process and sustainability.
Quote, that's fantastic.
Not only does this help our customers make their money go farther, but it makes a positive change for our planet, too.
There you go.
Since its launch in 2019, the Garden app has reportedly saved over 39 million items from expiration and being sent to landfills.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy awesome.
That is, yeah.
This is a really cool story. It can make a gigantic impact, not just on the UK and the people, you know, these shoppers, but our planet. So, of course, we've heard about this, right? You guys heard about this, right?
I hadn't heard about that yet. James.
Shocking. And you know, that's understandable too, though, because we don't. It's not as if we have 24/7 news cable channels or. Oh, that's right, we do.
We do. They could fill it with, you know, all kinds of news. They could.
Interesting. Yeah. It's almost as if they want to talk about certain people to endless days and cover this one particular person or people in general, and not cover people, right. like us as a society. Mm-hmm. This is a gigantic story. This mm-hmm. is something. Now, this is something we want to see parity. You see parity in everything. Let's see some parity here.
Yeah.
Let's see some major grocery chains picking this up.
I mean, mm-hmm. man, I can't stress enough. And it may seem like, well, you know, they're a company and they're doing this. It doesn't matter, man. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps with this stuff. It really does.
Now, let's go ahead and just throw this out there and say, let's say that they are the first ones to come up with this idea. Mm-hmm. Okay? More power to them. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, what is stopping every American grocery chain from doing this?
Yeah. That's a good point.
And if they don't do this, what does that tell you? What does it tell you?
Yeah.
Like, we need to start holding businesses' feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. We need to let them remind them, just like we need to remind politicians every election cycle, we're in charge. We the people. We are the consumers. We are in charge. Quit telling us things. Quit making us think that this is what we want. We didn't ask for that. No. We didn't want that.
No.
What a PR move this can be. You can go ahead and tell me, well, business-wise, we would lose money on this. Nah. Miss me on that.
Mm-hmm.
PR-wise, what this would do would double whatever number you can throw at me.
Seriously.
You could tell me your company would lose $1 million if you did this, and I could easily, with a straight face, give you evidence that you can make that money back in PR alone,
right.
Let alone if you're good at business and you're smart about
right,
things.
Exactly.
As you lose products, you bring new products in. I believe this is how business works.
Commerce? Is that how that works, James?
Yeah. Like, this idea that it's on the consumer to work harder than the business. Right. Think about that. When did that happen? Why is that going on?
You know,
right
that
now?
Is such a great point, man. I hadn't thought about it like that, but it used to be they would come to you and say, hey, look it, man. We're better than the other guys because we got this, you know, and we got that. And this is one of the reasons why competition is so important, actually, in the economy that we've built up for ourselves in this country. Is that's because, you know, we'll do it better than them. You know, we'll give you 10% off. We'll do this and, you know, sales and all these kinds of things. And now we're expected to go to them. And yeah. Say, oh, please, you know, help us. Tell us what to get and all these things. I mean, yeah. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with it.
So let's go to France for a moment.
Okay.
Because both of you.
So oh, that was awful. Anyway.
So sorry. So sorry.
But since 2016, large grocery chains in that country are banned from throwing away unsold food that could be given away.
Wow.
Because once food hits, you know, its expiration date, mm-hmm. a lot of it is still good for 5 to 6 days.
Yes.
So by law, they have to donate it to non-governmental organizations and other charities who help feed the poor in their country.
Fabulous.
Or they can be fined or imprisoned.
Whoa.
Yeah, they've been doing this. I know we talked about this years ago.
Yeah, since 2016.
Did you say 20? I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't remember if you did. Yeah. Yeah. It's something that I remember speaking about a similar thing here with this, mm-hmm. where, oh, well, hopefully this catches on. Hopefully we're going to see more of this and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's near for rescuing 46,000 tons a year of food that
That's
would otherwise be thrown away.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, there's no reason for it.
No.
You know, just like to me, there is no reason to have one single hungry person on this planet.
You are absolutely right.
A single justifiable reason
for that. We have the food. We have the food to do it.
Yeah.
We just need to get it to the people who need it.
We'd like to see these businesses pick up on this, these grocery chains pick up on this and mm-hmm. see what they could do with it and everything.
Right.
And if they don't, again...
Let's be more like France.
There you go.
You know,
let's force them to do it.
I would encourage people to go to farmers markets because mm-hmm. farmers markets have been doing this for a long time.
It's true.
And we the points of, you know, restaurants or businesses, you know, having leftover food. We've known about this since Lady and the Tramp, man. This has been a thing for a long time. It's not as if this is a new concept or anything.
I love the idea of using that as an example. Yeah, I love that. It's Lady and the Tramp, no food waste.
Well, and actually I noticed at Pick and Save when I was there yesterday, they have a spot in their produce section that is like... I don't remember what it's called, but it's like imperfect fruit and vegetables.
Oh, gotcha.
They don't look pretty, or they're on their way out,
yep.
but they're really significantly reduced. I got a whole bunch of bananas I just broke them up and put them right in my freezer.
Excellent.
You can go to the Good News Network to find this complete article. Encourage you to bookmark that page. They got a lot of amazing, great stories over there that are all factually based and built up on great journalism. Now we worry about copyright issues around here. It's why we don't, you know, play a bunch of Dolly Parton duets earlier in that segment. Sure. Or some of those things, and why we've been making some changes with some of our bumpers and music and a lot of that. It helps our producers, helps our company, all that. I don't know if I've run into a situation where I wanted to throw all that aside more than the opportunity to play Outkast's "So Fresh or So Clean." So what I would like to do is do our own version of that.
Oh, dear.
And not the whole song. I just mean so that anybody out there that doesn't know what the song is can be able to reference it. So fresh and so clean, clean. We will get to that in a moment. First, I just want to tease that story.
All right.
For right now, let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. The Korean War ended in 1953. I was in Vietnam in 1967, 1968. We ate leftover food from Korean War.
Whoa.
Growing up, we never had expiration dates on all those packages. Mm-hmm. If the can's rusty or bald, you didn't eat it. Otherwise, you open it and ate it.
That's right.
Kind of very different time.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it was.
I don't know. There are people that still live in that, that mindset, like my dad.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, sir. Thank
you.
Have a great day. And appreciate your service as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So if you could have a wash... Whirlpool is doing something very interesting. And we've talked about different businesses and different people working together. Crocs and KFC and some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's a collaboration that you didn't see coming. Whirlpool. And no, that's not the name of some up-and-coming rapper. We're talking about Whirlpool, the appliance company.
Okay.
They have a new washer-dryer combo that plays Outkast, "So Fresh and So Clean, Clean." During the washing cycle.
Oh, no. Seriously. Oh, no. Really? Oh.
They're only making one of these.
Oh, okay.
And you have to register to win it. But Whirlpool says with a washer this fresh, it's warranted the freshest collab.
Oh, goodness.
The guys from Outkast have been jumping in on this. Now your laundry looks fresh, smells fresh, and even sounds fresh.
That's hilarious.
I love this. There is no big money maker here or anything like that. And it isn't as if Outkast is even making new music, so they're not doing this necessarily for themselves or anything.
No.
This is just kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you've got a newer washer and it plays a song when it's done.
Yes, yeah. I have that. Yep.
And dryer.
Doesn't it get stuck in your head?
Actually, I don't think it ever has. I guess we have LG, and it's like a little jingly thing. So it is a tune, but it's not something that I've ever thought was that catchy. So
Well, I don't have one right now, but I was living in a house where I did have one that would play the song, and it would run through my head at random moments. Just and I'm like, wait, is the laundry done? I'm not doing laundry. What's going on?
I've never heard of this. Mine.
I've never
heard of it. I did not. I'm literally shocked right now. I've never heard of this as a thing.
It was a great idea.
I just threw it into the search engine, and often using existing tunes like Schubert's Die Fortuna for a Samsung washer, the Lincolnshire Poacher for LG models. Wow.
Is that what we're listening to? Wow.
Man, that just threw me. I'm sorry. Yeah. That threw me for a loop.
Yeah, instead of having like a noisy buzzer
like
or something like
a buzz,
or something like that.
Makes sense.
Use music. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Didn't know that one. Now I just want to go to like some Maytag store and just open up all the washers and dryers
I
and
hope
hear songs.
Someone was just listening, just tuning in when Melissa was making that sound. That's what I hope, because that was awesome.
I want to be able to choose the music that it plays when my washer is done, just like I can set my own ringtone on my phone.
I like this, but I almost want it as I'm doing it. Like I open the washer up, and immediately 9 to 5 starts playing. You know, like I like that. I like the idea of that more than giving you some music while you're getting the laundry ready.
This may be a Seth Face of the Music theme that I might need to look into. Cleaning theme.
And when you set the dial for the different, like you have a different music play, like, you know, okay, so you're doing colors. I'm blue.
Yes.
She just wanted to do that song. Like, she's so badly
music,
wanted that song.
Sports music for, like, you know, the heavy clean when you're trying to get the grass stains out.
Yeah, the NFL on CBS.
Yeah, there you go. Like,
you're separating the laundry. You're separating the colors, and black or white comes on. Doesn't matter if it's black or white.
Oh my gosh, you guys, let's start a business.
We got a business.
I was going to say, I don't know, someone might steal it already. It's like, wait a minute, I'm going to do that on my, on your quote unquote smart washer. It just plays music.
We will work on that idea. I'm being told we're already bankrupt. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. That did not work. But we will stick around in radio then.
It's good while it lasted.
We'll be back and we'll wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for being with us. Going to take you to the top of the hour. Nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you right here at the station. We will also have some great stuff for you at WFHR.com. Be sure to join us for the Rapid Support over there.
Yeah.
And with one of our shows today, we will be hanging out with our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be with us. Looking forward to that.
That was good.
And in part two, it's been a while. We got Savor the Arts joining us, the Arts Council. Ooh. We've got a couple of great people to talk to there and a great event coming up in our area that we want to talk about. I'm sorry, a whole different thing. an evening of harmony is what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yes.
We got John and Julie joining us at Lincoln High School. This is involving Lincoln High School students and choir members, and there's a workshop to talk about about it as well.
Very cool.
Find out more today at Rapid Support, and a big thank you to everybody who has been supporting the show and listening online. We appreciate you. Great stuff on the radio dial a little bit later. Playmakers on 105.5 WIRI, where we will speak sport. Michael Comer and I will be hanging out talking about local sports as well as state sports and worldwide and everything, and really whatever you want to talk about.
Wide world of sports.
It's your chance to call in and join the show, talk sports with us. We want to hear from you. Looking forward to it. We'll be at 4 to 5 on 105.5 today.
Mm-hmm.
Want to also remind everybody that we have got some non-sports coverage here at the station. From 6 to 8:30, the Cap Times Idea Fest will be going on right here at the WFHR.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Looking forward to hearing that. That should be very interesting. We have all that coming up. And, of course, it's Wednesday. We all know what Wednesday means. Bingo!
Bingo?
Come on, Seth.
Bingo? How do you say that?
Join them for some bingo, everybody, at the Wisconsin Rapids Ellis Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Buy local, support local, have some fun. It is always jam-packed over there, so you want to get there and get a good seat, get a good card. You know, that's what it's all about, getting the good card. Right.
Make sure the card is good, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get on over there, and good luck to everybody.
Stupid card every time I play bingo.
Same here. I don't know if I've ever won a bingo, man. I don't think I have either. Maybe you'll win tonight. We can live by curiously through you over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. Enjoy, and a big shout out to our friends at the Elks Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of reminders as well. Our friends over at the Cowboy Union Jam at McMillan, they will not have a show today. Mm-hmm. They will be returning on October 8th, 1 o'clock at McMillan Library. Meet them there again and spread the word about this so we don't get anybody going over there expecting them and they're not there.
Exactly.
All that.
But I mean, it's always a good time to visit the library.
Well, it is. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Get on over there.
We're going to do it under false pretenses, though. We don't want to do that. Yeah.
River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride. Go ahead and check out what Sheriff Becker looks like in shorts.
Keep people away. I don't know.
Talking to Sean on air about this. This is one of his favorite things that him and the team over there get to do. It's a great opportunity for you to get on over, be around our officers in a fun, friendly way, and have some fun. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at the White Sands Beach. Riders receive a free bike share T-shirt while supplies last.
And 100%. bring your helmet.
Yes.
Always
bring
the helmet.
Note, Melissa. Yes. That's something I would forget to do. Yeah.
Coming up on Saturday, everyone, we've got the Wood County Agricultural and Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Clean Sweep.
Yeah, there you go.
It's at the Saratoga Town Hall, and on this coming Saturday from 8 to 12. That's at 1120 State Highway 73. This event makes it easy for Wood County residents and producers to safely get rid of their unwanted household and agricultural hazardous waste. Hand over these materials to the experts for proper disposal free of charge. Accepted. Automotive fluids, batteries, cooking oil, degreasers, drain cleaner, paint, paint thinners, pesticides, and fertilizers. Not accepted. Electronics, pressurized cylinders, explosives, ammunition, and medical waste. So those are the do's and don'ts for that coming up. But we do these a couple times a year, and so get your stuff ready, everyone. Once again, Saratoga Town Hall is where this is going to be on Saturday from 8 to 12 for the hazardous waste clean sweep for Wood County.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely wanted to touch on this real quick and remind everybody, Seth.
The Wood County 5K9 Walk Run for the Humane Society is coming up September 20th at the Red Sands Pavilion on Lake Wazeecha. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. Walk starts at 9. There's going to be raffles, merchandise, a bake sale, and a brat fry all going on at the same time. The pledge, if you are collecting money for charity for this one, the top pledge earner gets a $500 Walmart gift card, which is pretty cool. They have shirts while supplies last, and well-behaved dogs with current rabies vaccinations are also welcome to attend.
Yeah, be sure to check that out. Buy local, support local, and support that event, everybody. Mm-hmm. And our great friends over at the VFW post are going to be having a blood drive happening. I wanted to mention this. This Friday, 9 to 1, over at the VFW, we encourage you to head on over to 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Make sure to spread the word about this, too. All you local heroes out there that are able to donate, we greatly appreciate you doing so.
We do.
They even have a helpful tip here about making sure to eat healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. I appreciate that.
Very important,
that
yes.
If you'd like to make an appointment, you can call...
Good to be hydrated and well fed.
Mm-hmm.
877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376. If you need that number again, reach out to us. We'll get it to you. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them and, of course, our good friend Tom Heiser letting us know about this.
100%.
Appreciate that, Tom, and appreciate you. One good, big good story of the day for those who did not hear. New Mexico will become the first state to offer free universal child care.
Awesome.
Wow.
I didn't let that sit there.
Amazing story.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredible.
Let's hope that starts a trend. Let's hope that starts a wave.
One of the bigger concerns for almost every single state in the union is how do we get people? How do we keep people? How do we get people to move to our state? How do we keep people in our state? I'm guaranteeing that this time next year, New Mexico's population is going to be a lot bigger.
It sounds like something good. Good start.
Great show today, you two.
You too.
Have a good day, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.